this morning.
Super fantastic here.
I'm just wondering about that palm scanning technology that you were discussing
yeah.
before. If you go to a concert in Colorado and they scan your palm, is that technically a high five?
Well, that's one of those, I think you put palm to head after that one, so after you've been scanned.
Nicely played, Mr. Woods.
Oh, dad jokes early in the morning.
Okay. Man.
Pass those up.
Well, hey, first, before we get going, we want to congratulate you, Emporia Main Street, all the volunteers, on a great American Market this past Saturday. You had, a load of vendors and a ton of people downtown, Casey.
It was a lot of fun. We had thousands of people there, and we had a new spread-out format, and I don't know how many masks we gave out, but it was a ton, and we had a lot of testing procedures up, and Jessica Buchholz did a phenomenal job with the new layout. We had vendors from as far away as Dallas, Texas, so it was really cool to see that event up and growing again, and we'll have lots of different things that we can do next year as part of a growing Great American Market. We had a couple of things with the Great American Market and then the Greater Emporia Area Disaster Relief Fund grand prize drawings that we have to issue big thank yous to the community for all the volunteer and donation support. You know, Emporia is a special place, and it's because of the people and businesses doing special things that we can do large-scale events, or we can get people involved with other activities. So we appreciate all the support. Lots of other things going on right now. If you've been downtown over the past couple of days, you know that we're in the street rehab process. So we've got milling activities, and that will be followed up by resurfacing and restriping. So if you are coming downtown, which we hope everybody is, just know that there's a little additional construction that may impact traffic flow and parking in some different areas that rotates through the downtown, and that will take place through September and October. The NoCoast Film Festival, you mentioned earlier, I know all the guys that are associated with that event are really excited about this weekend, and it should be awesome. Lots of great films that are independent films that they're focusing on, and we love the idea of people lifting up the local independent film industry, and we anticipate that that will be a growing event over time. The Start Your Own Business class will be coming up this October, so we'll have information up on the EmporiaMainStreet.com website. This is a great partnership with Emporia State University and the Small Business Development Center and a variety of other local businesses and business entities in the area to get entrepreneurs the training that they need and build their team so they can start their own business. We've started or expanded now over 100 businesses through that class, and it's a phenomenal experience for those people that are looking to start their own business. You can contact Emporia Main Street for more information. Trick or Treat for downtown will be coming up on October 30th. That will run from 11 to 1 in downtown. So businesses that want to participate as a storefront or businesses that are outside the downtown that want to participate or organizations can contact Emporia Main Street and we'll find you a space. We're working with Hispanics of Today and Tomorrow on their Day of the Dead celebration, which will include a window decorating contest again this year. You can contact Emporia Main Street about that, and then they'll have the festival that runs from 11 to 5 in the 900 block of Commercial Street in downtown. It has all sorts of different entertainment and booths. I do a lot of different events through Main Street. HOT, Hispanics of Today and Tomorrow, is in charge of this. And my 7-year-old loves the HOT Festival best, so Daddy takes second place for that.
Yeah.
She loves the face painting and all the other things and asks why I can't dance like that. And I said, because nobody wants to see that, Brent. And then Freedom Fest is coming up November 6th, and there's a new Murph challenge that is run a mile, and then you do squats and chin-ups and push-ups.
100 push-ups, yeah, something like that, man.
Yeah, and then you run another mile. It's sanctioned torture. But it's the people that do that are just phenomenal, and they wanted to come together to put together this Murph Challenge as another fundraiser and another way to bring CrossFit folks and military folks together to celebrate Veterans Day and the founding city of Veterans Day. So we're excited about that. And we've got the veterans banners that will be coming up in the mid to late October through Veterans Day. So lots of stuff going on at Emporia Main Street right now.
Yeah, you'll be hearing much more about Freedom Fest, a big-time event, of course, raising money for the All Veterans Memorial Park, which is just a thing of beauty. It really is. And also for veterans' family scholarships. Before we go, I don't know if you heard this story, though, Casey. A nude soccer team from Germany recently played its first game. But action had to be stopped a few minutes in when a fully clothed man ran onto the field.
So what's what you call anti-streaking, I guess.
That's what it is. Casey, great job. Appreciate
it.
Talk to you
High
later.
Five.
Yeah. Casey Woods, Emporia Main Street.
Those visuals.
Yeah, that was a great American Market this past Saturday. We were out there with
the 9/11
Memorial Bell. And just a big thanks to all that stopped by and rang that bell. KVOE Live and Local. Don't forget, Steve Souter in this morning with Something to Think About.
Good to have him in.
Another great message here from Steve coming up this morning. Stay tuned. Greg Ray is in with sports next.
Ranch women play many roles. They are a combination of daughters.